Okay. So he has been discussing about deception and cheating. So deception means dharma artha kama vancha is defined as cheating. And then he says the opportunity that we have to serve Krishna is the most amazing and rare. But it can also lead us to the heaviest of offenses, because having taken up the path of serving Krishna, we can turn into most terrible cheaters. And he says, cheating is the exact opposite of love. Therefore, in the 8th canto, Mother Earth says, I can bear all kinds of sinners, but I cannot bear someone who is cheating. So then, Maharaj discusses the next theme of, what is the role of mind in cheating? He says, the mind is filled with endless desires. And these desires are compared to fire, blazing fire. Dushpurena nalena cha. No matter how much a person attempts to satiate the senses, these desires are never satisfied. So even if persons do not give desires an opportunity to manifest themselves outwardly, they may be tearing the mind apart inwardly. Okay. And this state of internal disgrace is what Raghunath Das Goswami is comparing to a fire that, or a donkey's urine that can burn. And then he says, in one way or other, all the disgrace or deception we have inside will sooner or later surface and become visible to everyone. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami is warning us not to cheat, exposing ourselves to ridicule by trying to secretly fulfill foolish desires that haven't made us happy anyway. So, he says that although Krishna says that even small progress on this path can save us from the greatest fear, eventually, we should want to go till the end. We can't make, okay, a lifetime mein itna progress kar liya, that will be protected till next lifetime. We may relax karta hun, aisa nahi hai. So, then, he talks about pretense. The root cause of pretense is
pride,
he says. Because we are constantly putting on guises, therefore we cannot understand God. And he gives the example of Hanumanji and Lord Ram. He says, how could you have recognized me? Look at the disguise that you have on. You have come to me in a false disguise, pretending to be someone else. So how could you have recognized me? That is a very important lesson for all of us. As long as we pretend to be someone else, we won't be able to recognize Krishna, even if he is standing right in front of us. So he says that if you want to cheat Krishna, then Krishna will necessarily have to cheat you and deprive you of the opportunity to see and recognize him. Giving up cheating is a vital stage in spiritual life, and the nature of which we must clearly understand. This stage is called Anartha Nivritti. That is why in the initial stage we are extremely enthusiastic, but later we lose this enthusiasm because our gross and subtle anarthas start preventing us from truly seeing and feeling the Lord. So Prabhupada very clearly, gives easy definition of anartha nivritti. He says, look, you have stopped smoking, one anartha gone. You have given up gambling, two anarthas gone. You have given up illicit sex, three anarthas gone, like that. Gradually, as the process of cleansing of our mind goes on, new anarthas become obvious to us in the form of false motives and deception. Aisa nahi ki pehle nahi tha, par pehle hum itna gross anarthas se deal kar rahe the, कि सटल अनर्थास दिख नहीं रहता. जैसे दैट इज व्हाट यू सी इन गुंडीचा मार्जन आल्सो, द बिगर गार्बेज इज फर्स्ट cleansed, then you start seeing smaller and then smaller. So therefore it's not that when we were dealing with lust, anger, etc., deception was not there, but we were not sensitive enough to detect it. So, but as and when we move, these newer and newer, subtler and subtler anarthas will start manifesting to us. Actually, even the fact that it is manifesting to us means we are making progress.
Otherwise, we outside people see that lust is a good, actually, birch hai. We are progressing as well. Lust is good.
Becoming aware.
Aware.
So, if you are seeing it, it is a sign of progress. If you are working on subtler and subtler anarthas, as and when we are progressing, it is a sign of progress actually. Because otherwise, we will not even be able to see it.
One artha is
Ekadesha Vartani, Bahudesha Vartani. So he said the desire for recognition and honor is a most dangerous anartha because we begin seeking satisfaction of this anartha in the society of devotees. As long as we are respected, we have no issue. But the moment someone starts disrespecting, then it becomes very difficult. Sometimes our material attachments disguise themselves so well that it is impossible to recognize them. They may come in the form of some noble ideas or in the form of austerities in our service. For example, when we chant the holy name, we get distracted by some great revelation and so on. Therefore, we must understand that all these anarthas... Mahabhagata aa raha hai kya ek bar poocho. Sometimes, therefore, we must understand that all these anarthas are material attachments that we face in the process of cleansing the heart will take very perverted forms. Arjuna's attachment came to him in the form of compassion and love for his spiritual master, etc. Yagya. In the Puranas, there is this recurring phenomenon that the demigods worry when someone successfully engages in spiritual practice. So then they send apsaras in the form of aaj bhi BP low ho gaya kya aapka? Ye aap check karo yaar. What is the reason?
Abhi lagta hai mereko check nahi kiya. Koi tha nahi andar.
Because uska root cause kya hai aapko?
Long term hai.
The fasting mein isliye thoda preventive bhi le raha hu.
Okay. When we are performing devotional service, all the distractions we are subject to are sent by the demigods. These are like apsaras.
Demigods only send distractions or obstacles, yes sir.
Obstacles means, in that case, they act as assistants of the Supreme Lord only.
Because of that obstacle, somebody succumbs then.
Which means he has to strengthen that muscle.
I had read that the two reasons why sannyasis fall down, in the purport very clearly it is said, one is, because the demigods send these apsaras and they come in the form of seva, you know, this is one reason. Second reason is when the disciple comes and tells the spiritual master that because of your blessings and mercy, you know, I was able to overcome this, I was able to, he glorifies, and the spiritual master only thinks that it is because of me. When he thinks like that, these are the two reasons. So these two are...
Assistants
of the Lord only.
Otherwise we will not overcome that subtle, we will not even notice that subtle obstacle only. So
bhakti bhagavati rakinchana mein लिखते हैं ना ऑल डेमिगॉड्स बिकम वेरी हैप्पी एंड दे बेस्टो ऑल द गुड क्वालिटीज
या
हेल्पिंग मूड में लगते हैं
हेल्पिंग मूड में
नहीं दे हेल्प डेमिगॉड्स ना डेमिगॉड्स हेल्प
बट ऑब्स्टेकल
दिस इज ऑब्स्टेकल इज डेमिगॉड्स हेल्प
टू स्ट्रेंथन
कम फ्री फ्रॉम
अदरवाइज यू विल नॉट इवन नोटिस योर दिस थिंग
लाइक द टीचर गिविंग एग्जाम
हां टीचर गिविंग एग्जाम
वायलेंट बट देन
एग्जाम किसी को अच्छा नहीं लगता है पर एग्जाम लिखने के बाद समझ में आता है कि यार एग्जाम के वजह से पढ़ाई हुआ मेरा तो ले लूं क्या मन शिक्षा का कल एग्जाम है
sometimes it is seen that they are insecure इसे दिखाते मतलब outwardly insecure तो दोनों side है क्या they are insecure also ये
see एक उनका द पॉइंट मेरा कुर्सी के लिए वो इनसिक्योर हो जाते हैं बट कोई भगवत भक्ति करता है उसके वजह से वो ये नहीं हो जाते
वो तपस्या जो कर्म कांड के पुण्य के लिए
सो दे विल नॉट या इफ यू ट्राई टू टेक देयर पोजीशन दे बिकम इनसिक्योर बट इफ यू आर प्रैक्टिसिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस देन द सम ऑफ द ऑब्स्टेकल्स विच मे कम थ्रू द डेमीगॉड्स is actually they are acting as assistants of the supreme lord only
because prithu maharaj ke case mein to 99 yagya karte hai to prithu maharaj to clearly tha ki wo he didn't want indra's post but indra was
indra ko samajh mein nahi aaya na wo
oh wait over how does he come no matlab i am doing this no for uski khushi ke liye tha mera for everything wo to is jin ki
abhi hamara jo anartha nivritti wala डिवोशनल सर्विस अंडल वो तो इंदिरा का पोस्ट का थ्रेट ही नहीं है ना
हमको नहीं तो जस्ट इन जनरल जो बिकॉज़ आप बोल रहे हैं ना दे आर हेल्पिंग अस
ददामि बुद्धि योगम तम येन माम उपयान्ति ते व्हेन व्हेन यू टेक अप टू डिवोशनल सर्विस कृष्णा इज इन कंट्रोल नो डेमिगॉड कैन कंट्रोल यू इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ द डिजायर ऑफ कृष्णा दैट यू हैव टू बी क्लियर यू डोंट हैव टू फील थ्रेटन्ड बाय अ डेमिगॉड इवन इफ अ डेमिगॉड पुट सम ऑब्स्टेकल इट इज सैंक्शनड बाय कृष्णा
For our betterment.
For your betterment. You pass the test, Krishna will be happy. So that trust we should have. When you have taken up to bhakti, no demigod can, independent of the desire of Krishna, put an obstacle to you. That is not possible.
Just like for Hendrasagar, Swayam Maya Devi came.
So that trust we should have. They cannot act independent of the desire of Krishna.
Even if you fall down something, then we should just rise up and come back. That's all.
What else do you think? बैठे रहे क्या वैसे? अरे इतना लाइफ टाइम्स हमने भक्ति को छोड़ दिया अभी ठीक है थोड़ा देर छोड़ दिया अभी समझ लिया ना को करना है बोल के उठ के आगे बढ़ो और क्या
है? कौन सा फर्स्ट टाइम में वेयर डेमिगॉड इज लाइक
कोई कुबेर का है ना कुबेर युद्ध में रुद्रगीत देते हैं रुद्रगीत में शिवजी देते हैं
listen that we have to surrender who keep faith on Lord and different demigods if they are examining it is the will of the Lord to purify us and perfect us but in case of Tukaram or different very exalted devotee they never got association of different devotee and they learned this thing of how to surrender to the Lord keep faith in the Lord even many atrocities come so we are learning here but how they keep faith in Lord even many atrocity and
so what Tukaram Maharaj was in his previous life वो हमको बता नहीं ना
पहले से ही
अगर वो नित्य सिद्ध है अगर वो नित्य सिद्ध है क्योंकि बकरसाम सिंधु में रूप गोस्वामी बोलते हैं कि अगर आपको भाव का सिम्टम्स एक व्यक्ति में दिख रहा है जिन्होंने उतना प्रेयर साधना करने का करते हुए आपने देखा नहीं, पर फिर भी बहुत जल्द से जल्दी वो भाव भक्ति का सिम्टम्स उनमें दिख रहा है, तो आपको ये समझना चाहिए कि उन्होंने पिछला लाइफ में वो किया है। और तो वैसे भी हो सकता है, या वो एक नित्य सिद्ध भक्त भी हो सकता है, तो उसमें एक्सेप्शंस है, पर वो एक्सेप्शन के बारे में आपको तुरंत जानकारी आ जाएगा। आप तुकाराम महाराज के बारे में पूछ रहे हैं, हमारा आपस वाला भक्तों के बारे में तो नहीं पूछ रहे ना, क्योंकि तुकाराम महाराज इसलिए उतना एग्जॉल्टेड भक्त है, जेनेरिक। So he says that people lose their ability for introspection and for self-analysis, so they start reassuring themselves that everything is fine when it is not. When we start living a life of deception, then we lose our ability to introspect and do self-analysis. So it becomes very difficult. Sometimes you can see that people are lying to themselves, but the defense is so dense that it is impossible to give them the opportunity to look at themselves from a different angle. That is the problem of deception. It is sometimes so deep, a person loses the ability to see their self-deception. This is why it is the duty of the devotee to be constantly introspective and to ask, how sincere am I? What are my motives? What drives me? This is what Yamuna Mataji says, that Prabhupada put us together because we constantly challenge and try to ask our motives. So then he talks about the path of deceit. He says that when we begin rendering devotional service and we start behaving in the above ways out of habit, then small sins or innocent trifles turn into offenses. Narottam Das Thakur says, Dehe na kariha asta, do not trust your body and your mind, because you will be cheating out of habit. So we cannot trust our body and mind.
Body means
अरे आज मुझे body का need है, आज मुझे मंगल आरती के लिए उठने का नहीं. When you project your bodily concept onto the spiritual realm, you'll start committing offenses. If we have this tendency to deceive, we will end up deceiving not only ourselves, but we will deceive our spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, and in this way we will be committing offenses. So, he says, he quotes Jiva Goswami's definition of deception. He says, deception on the spiritual path is outwardly we bow down to our Guru, Sadhu, Vaishnavas, etc., but inwardly, we don't have faith in them. So Raghunath Das Goswami says that kapata, the absence of faith in the Vaishnavas, in the spiritual master, and ultimately in Krishna, gives rise to kutinati, which means unke samne dandavat and Hare Krishna Prabhu, and behind unke prati faith nahi hai. So this is and this manifests in kutinati, manifests in many ways. In fact, like focus on extraneous things like watching TV and movies and thinking that I can use it for my preaching. And then he says, how does this kutinati manifest? the first manifestation of deception is that our attitude towards the spiritual master becomes like that of a common man. So we pull the spiritual master at our level so that we don't feel guilt in finding fault with the spiritual master also. And then he gives the example of Rai Ram.
So one thing we find here also, so many devotees say that spiritual master is very good for spiritual matters. But when the spiritual master becomes a manager of management, then that side is not good, or that we see that there is so many faults in it. So he's a very good spiritual master for spiritual, but for management is not good. So when the management comes, then we don't respect, but spiritual matter we respect. So how does it I have seen especially here also so many times people say that. So how to see that we don't respect, but at the same time, because management means there are sometimes plus some minus. One is happy, one is unhappy. Any decision you take, one is happy, one is unhappy. So to always have guys. So how to understand this thing?
नटकर को बोल रहे हैं इट इज अ डिसीज ऑफ कलयुग डिसिपल्स विल डाउट दिस स्पिरिचुअल
या सो दैट इज व्हाई इन
नेचुरल रूल रहता तो वो तो नेचुरल
सी दैट इज व्हाई वी हैव टू कांस्टेंटली वी हैव हर्ड एंड सफिशिएंटली then it is possible to work under that person and develop sufficient trust. Otherwise it is always little risky only. If you have not sufficiently heard in the right mode and you try to stay too close with the spiritual master, then it's very dangerous actually. And especially if the spiritual master chooses the managerial role, that also has to be done. Otherwise, how would you get an institution running? So then it becomes very difficult.
It seems like some spiritual master, I think Harinam Chintamani or Vakriti Maharaj, he addresses this issue very minutely.
Yeah.
There he mentions that some spiritual masters are very good in Kathakar, like Radha Govind Maharaj, even Gaur Krishna Swami Maharaj. He was personally telling
not
him, he was told to take a manager's role.
Manager.
Yeah. He requested.
Like it. Yeah. Mera system nahi.
So 1 month he begged it. But some spiritual masters are extremely good in both aspects.
Yeah.
So when sometimes the spiritual master has to take the manager, we see them from a material perspective and he is not a good manager, and then we start committing offenses. So quite extensively, I remember many years back I had read that. That's one of the reasons, And another thing what was mentioned was,
see, that is what happens actually when people get managerial roles. Then at some point they seem that they have an equal say, because on spiritual matters you cannot tell your spiritual master what to do, but in managerial matters you can tell your spiritual master what to do. And that is where, if you are not very elevated,
you will offend me.
You are in trouble.
Another thing is, when something is being taken decision on the manager level and things go wrong, the spiritual master understand that it is happening at a, by higher will of the Lord. But the manager will see that this is the immediate cause. So he will not see the, ultimate cause. So when there in the Parikshit Maharaj and the Sringi, so he felt immediately, this person is the cause of my distress. But then my own karma might be there, or it might be the divine will of the Lord. So there can be an immediate cause, there can be a remote cause, and there can eventually be a final cause.
Yeah.
So the spiritual master, because he is in touch with the divine, he can understand why things are happening.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
मैनेजर में मेल जज
मैनेजर में
क्या ये तो डिवाइन आदमी है लेकिन प्लान फेल हो गया.
हाँ सो फ्रॉम अ मटेरियल पर्सपेक्टिव स्टार्ट जजिंग दैट
समझते हैं
एंड दैट्स वेयर द ऑफेंस इज हैपनिंग.
सी दैट इज वाई इट इज इम्पॉर्टेंट.
ट्रेडिशनली ऐसा कभी ऐसा सिचुएशन नहीं था ना वर्चुअल मास्टर इनटू मैनेजमेंट. दिस इज अ वेरी यूनिक केस इन इस्कॉन.
नहीं रहेगा रहेगा क्यों रहेगा. अभी रूप गोस्वामी एंड ऑल कंस्ट्रक्टिंग सच बिग टेम्पल्स वुड हैव बीन इन्वॉल्वड इन मैनेजमेंट. ऐसा नहीं है.
वो जो रामचंद्र को मांगने के लिए था मैंने अयोध्या अयोध्या में जब विषम आए थे व्हेन किंग इज परप्लेक्स्ड वशिष्ठ मुनि सेज दैट भेजो भेजो इस पूरा मैनेजर ही लिखी देने बट
सी दैट इज व्हाई वी नीड टू कम टुगेदर and stay spiritually connected through sound vibration. If that is not there, then we will evaluate everything from a mundane perspective only. And this is very important actually. Otherwise, then without that, if we get managerial roles, it can get into our heads so strongly and we will rapidly decline in spiritual life. Because we are not in, but such a rapid decline may not happen in material world, but here whomever we are trying to manage are all devotees. So in the name of management, we cannot cause troubles to devotees. So if you are not spiritually grounded, it is very difficult.
And somebody who is expert in managing things, you know, he feels that, you know, the spiritual master is not so expert and I am better than him. This is what is also my observation. And then they start
naturally
start speaking about it,
skilling
and criticizing, and I have seen that they have
left out.
Left out. Many cases I've seen.
Gauram Guru explained many big managers in ISKCON.
Mm.
Few names he had taken told us one day
that
they are not there now.
Because of
their expert in management. He said 1 year before their yatra planning and all was like over. That's actually what happened.
My reason was this. And secondly, sometimes I practically was spirituality. So how to see that also? Because some things are seen that. अगर जाड़ ही होती तो प्रसाद खिलाए स्पिरिचुअली अच्छा है बट मैनेजर ही डिफिकल्ट है. सो देर इज ऑलवेज अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ व्हाट इज प्रैक्टिकल व्हाट इज स्पिरिचुअल. सो दिस आल्सो कम द सेम थिंग के वी शुड नॉट सी हाउ इट्स गोइंग ऑन बिकॉज़ व्हेनेवर वी सी दैट मिनिमम अपना ये हो.
सी दोस हु आर प्रपोजिंग प्रैक्टिकलिटी एज लॉन्ग एज दे आर स्पिरिचुअली ग्राउंडेड देन इट इज अ प्रैक्टिकल डिसीजन. बट दोस हु आर प्रपोजिंग प्रैक्टिकलिटी आर नॉट स्पिरिचुअली ग्राउंडेड.
It's a practical
because thing. Because spiritual subject matters are not impractical. See, same thing we discussed the other day. So practicality and impracticality depends on love and sacrifice. So if you have love for that person, everything seems very practical.
On a spiritual level also.
And when you don't have that love and affection, it seems very impractical. How can you expect me to spend so much time with you? Whereas dusra friend ke sath natural hai. So when that affection and relationship is there, dushkaram sukaram bhavet. When that relationship is not there, sukaram dushkaram bhavet. Something which is so easy, it seems very impractical. So practicality is, there is a very strong subjective portion to it. Varies from person to person, activity to activity, relationships like that. Okay. So Then Maharaj speaks about simplicity and determination. So he quotes from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who says that there are four essential qualities of pure devotees. First thing is simplicity or frankness. Second is being focused on the purpose. What is the purpose? Why am I here? Third is determination to attain that purpose. Third, he is not just focused on the purpose, but he is doing something to attain it also. And fourth is not depending on the opinion of others. Not that he is callous to other people's opinion, but the point is he does not try to shape his every move and action and step based on how other people will perceive. So he says that, but in Kali Yuga, with people who are manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya hi upadruta, he says that agar do quality hai to kafi hai. Simplicity and determination. So ye jo do quality hai, then it is sufficient. Other qualities can follow. And then he says, dependence on other people's opinion creates a situation where we are inconsistent. Kyunki simple cheez le lo, abhi cooking mein ek cheez banaya, ek jan ko tika lagta hai, ek jan ko फीका लगता है, दोनों गाली देंगे. मतलब यू कैनॉट, सो यू कैनॉट बी सो सेंसिटिव. यू हैव टू बी सेंसिटिव, बट चार लोग हैं तो ठीक है, 60 लोग हैं तो इंडिविजुअल ओपिनियन से भी देर इज मोर, अ मोर क्लियर इंडिकेटर इज ओवरऑल कंसम्पशन ऑफ द प्रसाद इन द बकेट. दैट इज अ मोर क्लियरर consumption. Over a period of time, the cook will come to know. Ek jan gali dega, do jan gali dega. Par baki 30-40 log chaat ke kaayega, fatafat bucket kali ho jayega. So, you have to have a standard this thing, rather than trying to please every single person. So, you have to have something. And over a period of time, if you are sincere to please the Vaishnavas, then you will see, देखो सही है, but इसमें थोड़ा adjust करेंगे तो और एक चार लोग को अच्छा लगेगा. इसमें और थोड़ा tweak करूँगा, इधर थोड़ा कट्टा कम कर दूँगा, और एक चार लोग, without seriously affecting the taste, you know, you can, so like that, you know, you can, overall you have to see rather than take the individual opinions, because many times what happens, one person who is strongly opinionated and he very strongly presents his opinion, when he comes and presents the opinion, it seems like it is the whole ashram's opinion. Man ki baat. So then people start feeling, yaar ye bahut bada crime kar raha hu. Dekhega to 15 minute mein bucket already kali ho gaya. So we have to be focused, and we cannot constantly shape our life based on other people's opinion. That does not mean we should be callous, but at the same time we cannot lose our originality because we want to look good in everyone's eyes. That is not possible.
Public based personality
we cannot be. So he gives the example of कैसे डोर का बाहर जाने के पहले एक बड़ा मिरर रहता था. हाउ डू आई लुक, हाउ विल पीपल परसीव मी, लाइक दैट. समटाइम्स आवर माइंड रिसेंबल्स अ टू बेडरूम अपार्टमेंट. ओ, टू बेडरूम अपार्टमेंट का ये दिया, जो हॉल है, टू बेडरूम नहीं, एक हॉल, वन हॉल बेडरूम. हॉल लुक्स एक्सक्विजिट एंड द बेडरूम लुक्स एकदम कचरा.
कॉन्ग्रुएंसी का पॉइंट है
ये तो. Our honesty in desiring to attain Krishna also becomes manifest in our respect towards everything that is somehow or other connected with Krishna. So this is, manasyekam vachasyekam karmanyekam mahatmanam, manasyanyat vachasyanyat karmanyanyat duratmanam. So he says that how we love Like Prabhupada says, how you love me depends on how you love my dog. Your love for me is shown by your love for my dog. So like that, he says, our honesty in desiring to attain Krishna depends on how we respect things and people connected to Krishna. If you want to achieve success on this path, this respect is a very important quality. Above all, we must feel respect for the devotees. In no case we should offend them or talk ill of them. Okay. Then he gives the example of Duryodhana, Duryodhanaka Bhoganakayo, Rukashak Vidurgarakayo. Like that. But Krishna did not budge. He said, you have been hating the Pandavas since your childhood, offending them without any reason and trying to harm them. The Pandavas are non-different from me. You don't love them, which means that you hate me. Like that. So please do not feed me. I will go to Vidura. I do not want to get contaminated by your nasty food because there is no love in it. There is only cheating. Like that. Then we saw offenses and cheating. What is their relationship? He says that hypocrisy generates offenses. Hypocrisy generates offenses. So he quotes from Vishnu Dharmottara Puran, where he says that when one commits 100 offenses, he becomes a hypocrite. So offenses and hypocrisy are thus each related to each other as cause and effect. So if we carefully avoid offenses, then we don't have to experience the burning sensation of being a hypocrite. Because to be a hypocrite is very, very distressful, stressful actually. Because you have to show something outside while inside you are different. So he says that there is a close connection between offenses and hypocrisy. The more we offend things, people, especially Vaishnavas, then our tendency to become hypocritical will increase. Why? Because with offenses, aparadotta anarthas, sinful desires will manifest with offenses. And because you have received the value system of bhakti, you know that this kind of desires, sinful desires, will not be appreciated in a Vaishnava community. So what do we tend to do? Because we have offended and alienated Vaishnavas, we just want to hide it. We don't want to reveal. So he says, first a person offends the Vaishnavas and for a while everything seems alright. They go on offending them and slandering them as much as possible behind their backs. Sooner or later, after a certain point, they will have no power to follow the basic principles. Like that. Therefore, the two topmost qualities of the devotees are determination and simplicity in order to realize the supreme ideal of devotional service. Simplicity will protect us against offenses and will help us preserve pure simple faith without obscuring it. Determination will help us overcome all the obstacles that will inevitably arise on our way. If we have these two qualities, we will attain Krishna. If we don't have these two simple qualities, we will not be able to understand anything. Okay. So then, he says, yes, the holy name will cleanse the heart, or the fire of bhakti will burn up all impurities. But there is something very significant preventing this, and it is offenses. If we commit them while taking up the path of bhakti, these offenses deprive bhakti of its power. We practice bhakti, but instead of purifying us, bhakti can sometimes contaminate us. Which means offensive bhakti.
Upashaka.
That's the reason our heart grows hard. Bhakti is supposed to soften our heart, which the acharyas compare to butter. Love makes a person very sympathetic. A loving person will never hurt those they love. That is why Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavatya Kinchana Sarvair Gunaistatra Samasateswara. Because one who takes up to bhakti, because his heart becomes soft, he starts loving everyone. So one whom you love, you will naturally be very sympathetic towards them. So all good qualities of tolerance, humility, respect, everything will follow. But he says that if people have no bhakti, then their minds are always fixed or attached on external things. Tam sukaradyam rujubir ananya sharanair nrabihi kritagya konu seveta duraradyam asadubihi. This verse says that it is very easy to worship Krishna. Sukam sukaradyam, for whom? Rujubihi, those who have a simple heart. Teda nahi, rujubihi means?
Sida.
Kitna sida hai re.
Har angle mein sida
hai. Jalib.
Har angle mein aap dekhoge, ek second mein sab.
Tam sukaradyam rujubir. Ananya sharanai. Those who have taken exclusive shelter of Krishna, what is their what is their symptom? Kritagya. They are very grateful. Duraradyam asadubihi. But for those whose hearts are defiled by the quality of deception, it is not very possible to worship Krishna. Since we have taken up the path of bhakti, we have this unfortunate possibility of committing offenses, primarily using bhakti for our own purposes. We forget, and this is the very beginning of the mistake people make. We forget that bhakti is a goal in itself. So deception aagaya, then we get the attitude of using bhakti to achieve something. We forget that bhakti is both the sadhana and sadhya. Like that. And such a bhakti does not even act as a sadhana. Because it is filled with offenses. There are two fundamental principles which help us keep our bhakti pure. Kya hai wo?
Simplicity, determination.
Respect and gratitude. So we discussed about this yesterday. So if we cannot be respectful and if we cannot be grateful, so if we are disrespectful in our dealings and if we have a strong feeling of entitlement, that I am entitled rather than being grateful. Abhi Daivata Prabhu se kabhi baat karenge, our RMJP can share. Very grateful. For even a small thing he wants, he feels, actually I am not entitled. He feels, I am not entitled. I should be kicked out, he says. So, and Rajahams or someone does something, and he so many times keeps on thanking him again and again and again and again. So that is how those who have been in Krishna consciousness from those days, it is not easy actually. What he has gone through, came to Krishna consciousness, got initiated, then eventually got caught up in this whole interfaith League of Devotees. Bhaktipad Maharaj ka. Usme he was made a sannyasi and made to collect funds and all those things. And eventually kicked out of his con and still
continuing.
Continuing. दैवता प्रभु वो कम्स गौशाला में रहते हैं ना प्रभु बेटे से
बुल ट्रेनर
हाँ लीग ऑफ डिवोटीज या तो न्यू वृंदावन मतलब लीग ऑफ डिवोटी सन्यासी वैसा सन्यासी मतलब उनका कुछ इंग्लिश नेम सब सो ही सेज दैट इफ यू हैव दीज टू क्वालिटीज ऑफ रेस्पेक्ट एंड ग्रैटिट्यूड देन इट कैन कीप अवर भक्ति प्योर बट इफ यू फील द मोमेंट वी स्टार्ट फीलिंग एंटाइटल्ड and disrespectful towards things people connected to Krishna or even not so explicitly connected to Krishna if we are disrespectfully dealing with things and people whether explicitly connected or not connected then it is a symptom that our internal wiring is very weak internal immunity is weak So therefore, these are small things which we can observe. Are my dealings respectful with things and people? And do I have a feeling of entitlement or do I have a feeling of gratitude? In the traditional Vedic system, a person is taught very consistently to respect their elders, to respect all living beings and to be grateful. You can ask. You grew up also.
Even बोलते घर से बेड से उतरते समय भी मदर अर्थ को दंडवत मार के उतरने का praying that I am going to keep my feet on you.
पूरा culture था ये singing a song मदर अर्थ सब गए फिर वो गाय के लगते थे ये सब करते थे तो culture which is
culture protect करता था.
When a person has these two simple qualities, it is easier to practice bhakti. Otherwise, obstacles will arise. The mind is programmed to enjoy by feeling its superiority over others. We can say this desire to feel superior over others is the operating system of the mind. When a person takes up the spiritual path, the same program continues to function and we still try to prove our superiority over Vaishnavas and in due course our own Guru and eventually over Krishna also. In the mind there is a very clear algorithm for proving its superiority over others. In order to do this, it must see the faults of others. This is how the mind works independently of us. We do not need to force the mind to look for the faults. It will find them itself.
Well, isn't it like, probably, if I see fault in you, then I am superior. It is not because of my own greatness, but just because of your faults, I become great.
Yeah.
I don't have to prove anything. I may have my own faults, but opinion.
Correct.
This is how Ramchandra Puri, you know, found faults at Madhavi Puri.
And eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and started finding faults.
Yeah. Okay.
So how is this hypocritic bhakti different from the Kapil Dev explains from passion and ignorance?
No, these are obstacles faced by those practicing pure devotional service only. But so which means they accept in essence they accept the goal should be Krishna Prem but they succumb to this internal need for puja labh pratishtha and while they are not yet successful in conquering the anarthas they want to show off that No, no, I am not troubled. Whereas the mixed devotees, as described in third canto by Kapila Dev, they are clear. I am worshipping Krishna and I want liberation in return. Like that.
It's something like, as Gauranga Guru tells, after some time we forget why we came into it.
Yeah, we get carried away and when someone opens our eyes we realize yes I got carried away okay so this is the recap of what we saw the last few days so So we have two more themes: how the weeds of deceit grow, and humility and our relationship with Guru. These are the two themes we are going to discuss now. But we will take a 2-minute break. क्योंकि मुझे एक नंबर जोर से आ गया. So the next theme is how the weeds of deceit grow. Maharaj writes in his purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Srila Prabhupada explains that these weeds or parasites growing on the body of our bhakti begin with kutinati, nitpicking, or the desire to find faults in others.
Kutinati means fault finding.
Kutinati is hypocrisy. We have this innate tendency. When we become devotees, this tendency is polished to perfection. Because as devotees, we can better understand our own psychology. We can then see in a clearer way the smallest fault in others. Previously, we did not notice how the cheating mind works and how pride manifests itself. Now our heart rejoices when we see faults in others. Further on, Prabhupada says that what follows next is pratishtasha, or the desire for recognition. Pratishta means recognition and asha means the desire or hope that we will be recognized. In this regard, he gives an example of a person trying to imitate Srila Haridas Thakur. For example, I adorn the deities or I make them an outfit. But I am hoping for praise for my efforts or my talent. Persons are decorating the deity, but it may be their own false ego that is standing on their altar and showing their expertise to everyone. If people do not say, how wonderful you have made that, we are disappointed and think, this society of devotees is not like what I was promised. We demand recognition and the thirst for it grows stronger and stronger. We preach so someone admires how many followers we have, or we distribute books so we will be praised for it. We fast on Ekadashi, but we make sure we tell everyone that we fast from, what we fast from, the way we fasted, how many rounds we chanted, how we didn't sleep that night. We give a lecture so that someone says afterwards, oh, what a lecture. And if devotees do not say that, we think everyone is in Maya. No one has appreciated it. First is kutinati, second is pratishtasha, and the next thing is jiva himsa.
Generally, everybody requires some appreciation to continue. How is this different from this appreciation? Which,
see, when there is a desire to understand whether I am on right track or not. For that, if someone keeps giving a signal that yes, you are on right track, then that kind of appreciation, it makes us feel little bit confident about ourselves. So that is good. But when we start thinking that, but when we start taking pleasure in just the praises and appreciation,
being better than others,
then that is not good.
So is it that if I'm improving myself from today, from tomorrow, then that type of appreciation is good? But if I'm comparing myself from others and think that I'm better than others, that type of appreciation is bad.
Yeah. And also if we start taking pleasure in the superficial things that people appreciate, then the techniques and the
skills,
if we start taking pleasure in that, then that is not
the
good.
Others must be also genuinely appreciating because they are getting married. But now we start, you know, looking for that only in our activities, that I do the activity
so that,
I get appreciation. That means I am not practicing bhakti, I am trying to do that for
Getting appreciation.
The motivation now is different. Chetan Chaubu told me this. I told Erin, he told me that he used to get absorbed in reading and he was relishing, experiencing, you know, nice nourishment. And he was giving class and devotees started appreciating. And then when he next went to, for his next class, wanted to prepare, his preparation was that humbly will come and tell. And then he found that when he was giving the class, he did not feel something is wrong. Because now giving class, that humbly will appreciate. Then he understood, oh, something is wrong. And then,
First is Kutinati, second is Pratishtasha, and the next thing is Jiva Himsa. Jiva Himsa refers to the pain we cause after deceit and hypocrisy, and the attempt to exalt ourselves comes Agasur, the serpent with foul breath like that of a dead fish. So very nicely he says, Kutinati. What follows Kutinati is Pratishtasha, and what follows Pratishtasha is Jiva Himsa. You start creating at the cost of others. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains.
Four regulative principles, right? No meat eating, or it's violence. Yeah? So it's not physical, but it's...
Yeah, it's subtle. Yeah. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this demon is the cruelty in our heart. What did he do with the cowherd boys? He devoured them. Agasur represents cruelty. In the society of devotees, we also have opportunities for showing cruelty. Again, the same knowledge of psychology allows us for more painfully hurt others when we start pointing out their faults. First, I think ill of others, then I start speaking ill of others, being rude to others, cutting their false ego. One woman was complaining to me about her husband. He comes and says to me, "Let me see where your false ego is. Now I am going to cut it." IMGP, let me see. He has children and a wife whom he needs in order to cut their false ego. He has children and his wife whom he needs to cut their false ego. Cut his false ego. Recently, I happened to come across an article written by a very respected Vaishnava, analyzing an article written by another Vaishnava, finding some trifles there, and then publishing his condemnations on the internet in order to hurt. Either galat likha, either galat likha, like that. This is something that unfortunately happens under the pretext of fighting for purity. He is exposing other Vaishnavas to a public flogging. Again, knowledge of psychology of other people allows us to more easily exploit others. Under the pretext of devotional service, people sometimes exploit each other, saying that we should selflessly serve, but at the same time taking advantage of others. Which means exploiting others. This is a manifestation of Jiva Himsa. Srila Prabhupada describes the next inevitable step in that purport to the Gundicha Marjan Leela. This is called Nishiddachar, when a person loses the ability to follow the principles of bhakti. Why does this happen? Previously, they seem to have overcome all these bad habits and had been following the principles of bhakti over a long period of time. However, at a certain point, they lose the ability to do this. It is not just because of the anarthas. What happens at this point is that due to the offenses committed, the mind fully focuses on matter and tears itself away from Krishna. So, Kutinati, Pratishtasha. Okay. So, first is Kutinati, finding faults. Then comes Pratishtasha, which is a natural. Because of Pratishtasha, we start nitpicking. And then comes Jiva Himsa. We start exploiting others and speak harshly with others. And what follows that is Nishiddachar. Our ability to follow bhakti properly becomes compromised. Srila Prabhupada had a disciple. Okay. Why does this happen? Srila Prabhupada had a disciple who used to take LSD. Later on, he achieved a very high position but returned to LSD. Due to the tendency to deceitfulness, he started justifying his behavior. He said that LSD was the dust specks from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani.
LSD.
Lotus feet of Srimati
He said, LSD ka full form kya hai, pata hai?
Dead side down.
That is one. इसका एलएसडी ड्रग का है लाइसर्जिक एसिड डाइएथिलामाइड हमने इसमें पढ़ा इधर साइंस किताब में ही सेड अमाइड्स अमाइड्स के बारे में पढ़ने का टाइम आई थिंक वी रेड आई डोंट नो इफ इट इज
नेचुरल
हो सकता है
इन ऋषिकेश ऋषिकेश अपने यहाँ पे वीज होता है ना वहाँ पे एलएसडी के प्लांट ऐसे ही घूमते
हैं गांजा के रहते हैं
गांजा वो गांजा का रहता है गांजा एलएसडी अलग है
वैसे मतलब
कुछ भी
इनोसेंट है
He said that when he took drugs, he became closer to God. He wanted to open a whole training center to teach others how to get closer to Krishna using LSD. There was one other ashram I knew about personally, where all the discourses consisted in discussing the faults of other Vaishnavas.
Courses designed with PowerPoint.
There are many Vaishnavas and there are many faults too. So there were many topics of discussion. And they all said, we are for Prabhupada, we are for Prabhupada. They would still go on with Sankirtan. However, since the ashram is located in quite a cold zone, before going out on Sankirtan, they drink some vodka to Srila Prabhupada in order to warm up and then go out to distribute.
Vodka to Srila Prabhupada?
They offer vodka to Prabhupada and drink and then go out.
Prabhupada jane ke baad.
Vodka matlab ye Russia mein hi bol rahe hain. Udhar hi vodka hai. Unfortunately, all this is true and I am not exaggerating at all in this particular case. This is what Srila Prabhupada says, Nishiddachar, the next logical step. We lose the ability to follow the principles of pure behavior and all begins with the fact that in one way or another, we focus on the faults of others. In the next step, Kama, lust becomes completely uncontrollable and devours us whole. A person in this situation naturally and gradually forms material tendencies in their mind. We have come to the path of bhakti in order to remove these tendencies, but we may be giving vent to the most subtle tendency of all, which is to relish finding faults in others. step by step, it very soon becomes more and more gross. One problem is that a person at this point may not enjoy just ordinary kama, but may do so in a perverted way. Following kama is the demand to be worshipped. Srila Jiva Goswami makes a similar analysis in his Bhakti Sandarbha, where he explains the consequences of aparadhas or offenses. He says that at first kautilya or hypocrisy appears in a person, same thing as kutinati. Then ashraddha or faithlessness follows. After ashraddha, a quality appears that he calls Bhagavad Nishta Chavaka Vastu Antara Abhiniveshaha, or a focus on external things that destroy our Nishta or faith in Krishna. Next is Bhakti Shaitilyam, Bhakti Shitil ho jata hai, where we cannot focus on bhajan because the mind is already completely elsewhere. After that, Swabhakti Adikrita Manitvam, pridefulness or pride for our own achievements in bhakti appear. We start competing with others. What does competition with other Vaishnavas mean? The very spirit of rivalry or jealousy towards others means that I want respect only for myself. The nature of bhakti is that it makes us willing to cooperate. Bhakti means, bhakti is love, and love means I love everyone and try to do things together with others. This is amazing, man. Scary, eh? But truth, eh? It's important to hear and actually, ye section dubara padna chahiye actually. How the weeds of deceit grow. Srila Prabhupada said that our love for him will be shown by the extent to which we will be able to cooperate with each other. Some may have misheard that to mean, your love for me will be shown by the extent to which you will be able to compete with each other. Swabhakti kritam manitva or puja, the desire for honor or the desire that only I should be respected, is the final stage of Vaishnava aparadha that happens to a person. So, this
whole sequence is
it's so scary.
There are now what Maharaj is speaking about this, about the entire whole movement about finding faults. There are now websites where only this one thing is in the harmony. So it's very, very
Yeah, it has been there for a long time, bro. When I was in United States, when I just got connected, I happened to go and read from one of those websites. Then I went and asked my roommate, "Arey, aisa aisa likha hai iske bare mein?" To unhone bola, "Kya likha hai? Kidhar se padha?" Then he told, "No, no, wo sab mat padho."
Now recently, someone in Russia has been criticizing, finding fault with every single preacher who has been preaching in our movement. How he is at fault, His whole website is only on that.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada concludes this description by writing, "Therefore, one's heart is again filled with dirt and becomes harder and harder, thus starting to resemble the heart of a materialist." So we saw that how offenses can actually remove us to a stage prior to bhakti, and the whole science of how it happens is described here. Yeah, how it exactly happens.
It was there, but here it is
more clearly explained.
The whole, that, that steps from Shraddha to Nishtha, now Nishtha back to, you know,
Ashraddha. Commenting on the sixth verse of Manas Siksha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that there are three kinds of Vaishnavas. Oh, this he brings the discussion at the end. Swanishta, Parinishtita, Nirapeksha. He says that a Swanishta Vaishnava is a householder who performs bhajan without regard for Varnashram Dharma. Their material tendencies begin to appear if instead of serving pure Vaishnavas, they start serving some rich people. Parinishtita Bhakta is a householder who also follows Varnashram. When they are deceitful, then outwardly they show everyone how firmly they are following everything, while internally being unable to cope with their attachment to material things. The Nirapeksha Vaishnava is one who has accepted renunciation but might start collecting money for everyone, from everyone, as much as possible and associate with materialists all the time. In this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami asked, why we would bathe in this ass urine? We should bathe in pure nectar, but the mind does not want to. The mind has no attachment to Radha and Krishna. It has no attachment to thinking about them or reading about them. Prahlad Maharaj himself explains that despite hearing about Krishna from others, despite trying to think about Krishna themselves, despite trying to achieve some combination of both, many persons' minds are unable to think of Krishna and bhakti does not manifest itself in their hearts. That tells about how one gets mati of Krishna. Same thing. Matirna Krishna Paratasvatova. Correct. Adanta Gobir Vishadanta Mishnam Punapunat Charvita Charvana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains why a person does not get spiritually attached and instead the uncontrolled senses lead to hell. He says, Punap Punas Charvita Charvananam. Again and again we chew what has already been chewed. Inside we have a certain subtle concept or ego which we have not given up, even having taken up the path of bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that there is only one solution, humility. If we have taken up to the path of bhakti, we must surrender with complete humility. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his purport to this verse of the Manas Siksha, as soon as the mind allows trifle thoughts to come in, immediately deception or hypocrisy appears. Hypocrisy starts attacking the soul again. When one's heart has been completely cleansed by humility, it will never again open its doors to deception. We have another half an hour because aaj prasad to nahi hai. So, but I will give 2-minute break while Mahabhagat Prabhu answers nature's call and Adigopal Prabhu takes a nap. Okay, last theme we will complete because by 10 we have to start the next. Humility and our relationship with Guru. This is the last theme we will discuss. We need one single attribute, complete absolute humility. In this humility, I must fold my palms and say, yes, I am fallen, but I don't want to be like this anymore. This attitude constitutes honesty to ourselves. This complete humility begins with my surrendering this most subtle concept of my false ego to my Guru. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvedi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. In our relationship with Guru, we must practice humility of body, mind and speech. Guru will give us sambandha or a connection with Krishna. Through the connection with the spiritual master, I will become aware of my connection with Krishna. When I have a relationship with Krishna, I will develop interest in everything related to Krishna. We must actually understand what the guru likes and doesn't like and act for the guru and not for oneself. Guror hitam. The humility that appears in the mind is when a person does not act out of self-interest but rather wants to serve and do what the other person wants us to do. With no actual relationship with the spiritual master, this attitude is practically impossible because we still will continue in one way or another to retain our subtle pride. Sooner or later it will grow more and more. The subtle will then become gross. Bhakti means to find this problem in ourselves and start dealing with it. Therefore, sadhana bhakti starts with Guru Padashraya. We must go to the spiritual master and take shelter of his lotus feet. We must give up everything else. After that comes Tasmad Krishna Diksha Adi Sikshanam. We must take Diksha. People think they have received Diksha and now they are free to go. I have been given a name, my beads, and that's it. But after Diksha, we must receive Siksha. Diksha is the first step. Siksha means Diksha was given to young boys who started studying the scriptures. Diksha is the first step. Siksha means I try to do what we are told. We try to serve not ourselves, but what we are told by the spiritual master. As a result, humility appears. Humility allows us to attain sambandha or a relationship with Krishna through our relationship with the spiritual master, because it is the spiritual master alone who gives this connection. Without connection, there is nothing. Does it remind you of some bhajan? Of course, it is slightly different. You can say because it is connected. Vritta janma gelota. Sei pashu bada duracha. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu is original guru. Without connection, there is nothing. The meaning of our relationship with Guru is not to make yet another cult of personality. Srila Prabhupada warned us against this in a letter to Govindadasi. In our letter, Govindadasi had written to Srila Prabhupada saying how she loved him. Srila Prabhupada replied, "I liked very much those beautiful feelings you have described in your letter. However, you should never forget that all our activities are carried out in accordance with the parampara originating from Lord Krishna. Therefore, your love must be directed not so much towards the physical manifestation of the Guru, but towards the spiritual message he carries. By lovingly serving the teachings of our Guru, we prove our love for his physical manifestation." Srila Prabhupada said we must be devoted not to the cult of personality, but devoted to what he teaches and surrender to what he teaches. We must overcome this most subtle obstacle that envelops our soul, because if we do not remove it, ultimately it will prevent us from truly hearing about Radha and Krishna. If we attain this sambandha or humility, if we attain love for Krishna, then everything else will come to us. Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching us here to very honestly and frankly see the deceit in ourselves. We must take devotional service very seriously. It is never too late to start. Krishna is infinitely merciful and can give us complete happiness. Therefore, in our bhajan, we must show two qualities, honesty or simplicity or frankness, and the second is determination to go to the end by any means. If we have these two qualities, we will certainly be successful on this wonderful path of bhakti. Shila Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj ki, Shila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad ki, Shila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Shri Manashiksha ki. So we will pause here and tomorrow we will start with the 7th verse of Manashiksha, which is the last verse we will discuss about Anartha Nivritti, Pratishtasha. So that we will discuss tomorrow. Starting from tomorrow we will discuss. And it's 9:46 now, you have 14-15 minutes, those of you who are planning on attending Jaiva Dharma.